The Public News Service NOAA Newscast for February the 11th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump released a $4.8 trillion budget proposal on Monday. The New York Times reports it includes a familiar list of deep cuts to student loan assistance, affordable housing efforts, food stamps, and Medicaid, reflecting Trump's election year effort to continue shrinking the federal safety net. The Times notes the proposal, unlikely to be approved in its entirety by the Congress, includes additional spending for the military, national defense, and border enforcement. It also includes money for Trump's Space Force initiative and an extension of the individual income tax cuts, which were set to expire in 2025. Meantime, all eyes are on the New Hampshire primary today, but Laura Rossbrough Tellum reports for PNS the head of the Democratic Party does not expect a record turnout.
Ray Buckley said in a media call on Monday that Democratic voters are committed to defeating President Donald Trump. But Buckley thinks they may not be as motivated to go to the polls as they were in 2008, when then-Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were the candidates.
I don't think anyone is expecting a turnout like 2008. There's no indication that we're going to be match or be near 2008.
According to two polls over the weekend, Senator Bernie Sanders is leading the race in New Hampshire with close to 30% of potential votes. Pete Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is second by 7 to 8%. So far, the race in Iowa has still not been called, but Buttigieg has more national delegates.
There also was lower than expected turnout in the Iowa caucuses last week. Less than 3% more Democratic voters showed up in the 2020 Iowa caucuses than in 2016. In order to speed up construction of infrastructure and energy development projects, the Trump administration has proposed controversial revisions to a landmark environmental law.
The National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, will be the subject of a public hearing in Denver today. For 50 years, NEPA has allowed citizens, scientists, and other stakeholders a voice when pipelines, highways, or bridges are constructed. Jeremy Romero with the National Wildlife Federation says the proposed revisions would not only weaken environmental protection, but also restrict public input.
It's better to be thorough and take the time to adequately address all the concerns of the environment than to just streamline work just for the sake of getting it done.
Today's Denver meeting is one of two public hearings on proposed revisions to the 50-year-old environmental law. I'm Roz Brown.
The original measure was signed into law by President Nixon back in 1970, that after a river caught fire in Ohio. Also, a tanker spilled 3 million gallons of crude oil off the coast of Santa Barbara, California. This is PNS. A bipartisan bill in the Oregon legislature could end a federal immigration agency's contract with a local jail. Eric Teganoff explains.
House Bill 4121 would prohibit the Northern Oregon Regional Corrections Facility, or NORCOR, in the Dalles from renewing contracts with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. NORCOR is the only facility in the state that has a contract with ICE to hold immigrant detainees. Tim Schechtel with Gorge ICE Resistance says his group has been speaking with State Representative Daniel Bonham, a Republican from the Dalles who is co-sponsoring the bill.
We don't want to take down the jail. We just want ICE out of here because it's an affront to our immigrant population that are part of our community, that we rely on, who have been basically put down and maintained as a permanent underclass in our society. And we're done with that.
In order to end the contract, Oregon lawmakers would have to agree to cover the money the jail receives from its ICE contract. That amounts to about $820,000 a year. NORCOR is an adult facility for four counties.
And Kentucky, the first state to participate in a pilot program. It's aimed at helping adult learners choose the best path towards obtaining their GED. Jen Schramm's a labor market issues expert with the AARP Public Policy Institute.
We want to be able to help adults find ways for them to meet their educational goals, whether they're trying to complete a GED, a college certificate, or getting an associate's or a bachelor's degree. We want to make sure that they are aware of the different paths that are available to them in Kentucky.
By 2030, it is expected that at least 60% of working-age adults in Kentucky will need to have earned a post-secondary education degree or credential to meet workforce demands. And finally, Eric Galatis tells us 10 U.S. oil refineries, including 6 in the state of Texas, have released levels of cancer-causing benzene into nearby communities above EPA limits, requiring companies to take action to reduce that pollution.
An Environmental Integrity Project study used data from air samples taken at fence line monitors every 2 weeks. Corey Williams with Air Alliance Houston says with more than half of the nation's worst polluting refineries in Houston's backyard, he'd like to see more monitoring at sites in real time and says it's time for companies to fix the problem.
And to date, we haven't really seen more proactive compliance and enforcement efforts from either the federal EPA or the state environmental quality agencies.
When regulators do enforce the law, Williams says fines and other punitive measures are considered by companies as negligible. Industry groups and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality both opposed the EPA's proposal for fence line monitors, calling them unnecessary because refineries were already monitoring emissions.
I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and we're listener supported. We're online at publicnewsservice.org.